say?
Yeah.
Ed, thank you very much.
Gmail account?
Right. Oh, I don't know, but he had a huge number of, there were 500 what we would call BWV numbers in Schumann's library. It's a, so he knew a, he know had a huge amount of stuff. However, just to remember though, it, a lot of it was not published yet, and even the concertos weren't published. I don't I don't know for sure, but I don't know, you know, you mentioned that E major partita and so on. Certainly he knew the unaccompanied violin music, that is clear, obviously. But he may not have known all the concerto movements or the, in fact, certainly he knew only a few of the cantatas, because the cantatas did not, there were only a few published by the time he died. Right, right, absolutely. I think it would be possible to find that out, but I don't know the answer. Okay.
Where does he So he's got to play from down here?
Ed, I got to hand it to you.
Can you see that?
Oops.
Well, now it's too big.
No, maybe just go backwards. Okay. Maybe you can just move it along with your pointer.
That might be a little,
you know, the cursor. Ah, there it is. Okay, just send it down gently. There we go. Okay, and now can you bring that down just a hair?
No.
Okay. Well, I can come in. In this, you have this by memory anyway. So it
Should I just come in?
Yeah, just come in. Now this begins with the solo violin without accompaniment. And then the piano accompaniment comes in, and she'll play it slower than she usually does, because which is more or less the way it was played today most of the time. We'd think that's too slow, but that's, we're talking now about the 19th century, not the 20th century. Oops.
Okay.
Yeah, from the beginning. Yeah, absolutely. So on, we ran out of page. So, but anyway, so but that anyway, so that was the way you heard it in the 19th century. All right, and so thank you. Yes. So all right. So I don't. since no one is, if there are any other questions, I'm happy to take them. Otherwise, you know, you've been very generous with your time. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was. That's it. But that fits in with this classicist notion, doesn't it? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Drawer, you had some other. I can't, but let me just say how happy I am to see you. Well, you see, I don't think it's a Pshakon. I think it's a Pasakai. So, you know, but
most modern violins play it much slower.
That's right, yeah. And she's so used to playing it fast. She didn't, yeah, yeah. We didn't even have a chance to practice this, so it's very much spontaneous. There's a little anecdote with this, though. When Schumann sent to Joachim a copy of the publication when it finally came out, And he referred to him as the best Dolmetscher of von dieser Musik, the best translator of this music. Because of course Joachim had made a career. He had been the first one, along with Ferdinand David, to play the Chaconne when he was, you know, in knee pants, just as a little kid, and back in the 40s. So. Sure. Well, Brahms is another classicist, of course, you know, and had a huge library. Right. And sure, I mean that's another lecture, you know. Bach was Bach. It's what's so amazing is that for every great composer, Bach has a special place, and even Wagner. Even Debussy. I've been reading recently about Debussy. I've been doing work on Impressionism. And Debussy, who is very careful, he has respect for Mozart and Beethoven and so on, but really feels as a Frenchman, you know, that's their tradition. Then we have our own French tradition, all right? That's the way, you know, he's very much a nationalist in that sense. Except when it comes to Bach, he says, you know, he doesn't consider Bach German music. It's universal. He uses the word universal, so you know. Now I'm looking at Debussy's music more and more, and I see the same thing I'm finding now in the Chopin with all these, you know, kind of simultaneous, kind of implied polyphony in various ways and so on. So Debussy is also a polyphonist, and undoubtedly is a result of his study of Bach, which he obviously got at the conservatoire, you know, even though he hated everything else. So it is just—it's truly amazing the influence that Bach has had on everybody. I'm going to talk about Bach and Samuel Barber at Bard later this semester. So you know, I mean, it's just—it's everywhere. Okay. Well, thank you all very, very much for taking all this time. Thank you, Ellie.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in. I know you have so much to do. I mean, I certainly don't expect that.
Few people.
No, it's fine. They were certainly interested. They stayed long, overtime. So, but.